All right, welcome back to season 4, episode 1 of the To-Do List. As you could tell by the audio quality, we're back in person.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I'm excited.
So now we don't have to use bum-ass Zoom. Hopefully ever. Oh, wait, you guys have online classes?
I have one.
I have one.
See, I uninstalled Zoom. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Nah, because I still need it for the office hours. That's the word I'm like, brain's
TA,
dead.
TA life.
Yeah. Well, no, not my office hours. People are still holding office hours online. Yeah, they're like, no, we're not having them in person. I was like, why are we back?
Literally every single one of mine is in person office hours, except the one online class. And he's like, yeah, if you want to show up to my office, you can. And he gave us the office number. So,
are you going
to
say anything?
See, this is where we need to be recording.
Oh, we are recording.
Because we would have caught some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. From the next episode on, we will have video accompanying the audio, and we'll start a YouTube channel. But right now, we got no type of lighting in Adam and I's apartment, so it would be dark and it would look crummy, so that's why you're only hearing audio right now.
Also, we don't have a guest this week, because, you know, it's just the typical return, the three lads.
Facts. It's, you know, the inaugural return episode, where we just...
Inaugural return? I don't...
Yeah, it is. Inaugural means yearly, right?
No, that'd be annual.
Okay. Okay. Well,
grand reopening.
Okay. Gotta keep that part in now. Any of you guys have stories about the first day back? Any tweak moments that happened?
I mean, like, besides me already getting locked out of my room twice.
Okay, how'd you manage that?
Well, we just kind of, like, weren't paying attention. Because, like, sure, I might have locked him out and he might have locked me out. And just, like, you know, it's just something we need to work on as a new roommate squad.
Wait, so this was, like, in retaliation?
No. It wasn't in retaliation.
He said, you locked me out? Just, like, I'm locking you out.
It just happened because, like, yeah, we haven't been on the same page about, like, when to lock the door and when to not lock the door.
Do you not have your own key?
No, we do.
Oh.
But we each have our own key, but, like, he left it either in there or in the room or something like that.
I understand.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been pretty smooth sailing. I'll have to come on as a guest at some point.
Facts. How's living in CR now?
Oh my god, CR, fantabulous. It's a great upgrade from Russell. I cannot lie. Room is significantly more spacious than our original room that we had in Reading too. Plus, you know, of course, and not to say that that's just only spacious because there's two people instead of three, but it's just like the ceilings are higher. It's just great. Plus, I'm literally right above the dining hall, so there's no excuse for me to just not eat. And
yes, bulking season.
Yeah,
bulking season, full effect, and it's so mad easy for you now.
I know, it's mad easy. Plus, you know, with Perkins right across the street with the new Denny's,
the Den by Denny's,
the Den. Yeah, so there's no reason to just not eat now.
Shout out to Denny's. I think Denny's should sponsor us now because we're giving you tons of advertisement.
Facts. And you know we'll be there a lot.
I'm definitely going to be there. I'm about to order something right now.
Jason was telling us about, what's it called? A Grand Slam?
Yeah, there's a meal exchange option. And I was looking through the meal exchange options because I was like, I wanted something to eat, right? And the dining hall was closed for a bit and it's raining and I didn't really want to go, like, walk all the way around to get into the dining hall. So... basically, there's this option where they have this tiny little burger that's only like 4.5 ounces. And then they also have another option for meal exchange. It costs the same amount, called the Grand Slam, where they give you 2 scrambled eggs, 2 sausage links, 2 strips of bacon, and 2 pancakes. And it's just like, that's significantly better than just a tiny little burger that's not going to fill me up.
I have a question because, yes, that does sound great. But earlier you told me you did not say that it was 4 ounces burger.
No, I definitely
did.
I definitely
did.
Are
you sure?
Yeah.
4 ounce burger.
Dang, that's
nothing. That's, and you can awkward. Also get a side of French fries with this thing.
Facts.
Like,
how many ounces on a pound? 16, right?
16.
That ain't not... Bro, that's like 3 times the amount of food in the Grand Slam meal.
Exactly.
And it's better food. I'd rather eat pancakes.
Exactly. Plus, I don't know when meal exchange ends now, especially with Denny's being open all the time. So, like, maybe meal exchange is open at 1 a.m. You never know. So
I really wish we had video so we could see the face he just made when he said that. Also, Ethan, when are you making your pancakes? This man bought pancake mix. How long ago?
A week and a half ago at this point. Protein pancake mix from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's sponsor us. I'll make it maybe this weekend, Saturday.
Trader Joe's.
Saturday morning pancakes.
You need to start racking up the advertisements.
Facts.
All right, Ethan, on to you. Tweak story.
All right, tweak story. I already told you a little bit of the story.
You did?
A little bit. Okay. So.
Okay.
Electromagnetism. First off, class is going to kill me. That shit is going to be so difficult. It's not even funny.
I love that class. I'm not actually kidding. Like that's one of my favorite physics classes that I ever took.
See, but this is now electrical engineering version of it.
But like, it sounds the same.
If it is, I'm hitting you up then. Okay, but regardless, my professor is like a 30-year Navy captain veteran. So this man is all business, no bullshit. So he's like, if anyone, I don't know if you guys look at the syllabi.
I peruse the syllabi.
Before class starts. But you know, I take a gander once in a while.
Okay. Yeah. What's more analytical, a gander or a peruse?
Peruse, I would say.
Okay.
Gander is just like a glance, but it's a cool glance.
Oh. So if you glance, you're not cool?
Yeah, he just kind of like skimmed it a little bit. It's not like.
So
you're less cool if you glance. You're
rank,
more cool if
glance,
you gander.
Gander and skim.
Skim's last. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I don't know. I thought skim was gonna be middle for
I
me.
Was
it sounds
say,
cooler.
Glance is kind of the bottom.
Glance is like, eh. Skim is like okay. What did I say?
You said gander.
Gander.
And then peruse.
Gander.
And then peruse.
And then peruse.
And
is
then
at the
what?
Top.
Just read. Everything.
I don't know how to read, so
okay.
So we knew that.
Moving
we knew
on,
that was coming. All right, so like looking at the syllabus,
syllabi.
Looking at the syllabus before, it said like don't text, don't sleep, don't talk during class. Like attendance isn't mandatory. If you don't want to come, don't come. So this kid in the front row of class, bro, starts texting, like OD. This man goes over to him. He's like, is there any reason you're on your phone right now? He's like, nah, I was just texting someone. Man is like, okay, this brings up a good point. Let's go to this part of the syllabus. No texting, no talking, blah, blah, blah. Goes over that whole thing. He's like, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. This kid took it so personal, bro. He was like, he literally interrupted him as he was saying it. He was like, you don't need to be doing all this. Like, it's not that serious. I was back in the back.
Damn. To the Navy vet?
Dude, I was about to cry laughing. This kid was bold, bro. Online classes.
Day one.
Kids forgot how to act, bro. Kids forgot how to act. So this man's making a scene now. Talking about some, you don't need to do that. And he's like, my professor's like, this isn't actually directed at you. It was just like a coincidence, you know? That you happen to do some
a
dumb
teaching
shit
moment,
right now.
If you will.
Yeah, exactly. But then he was like, this is directed at you, though.
He was, get the fuck out.
He said some shit like, don't, like, put it away. Don't be doing that stuff in my class. Blah, blah, blah. Like, 10, 15 minutes later, phone comes out again, bro. He's like, yo, do I need to get security in here to escort you out? Dude, I was about to die laughing. This shit was so funny. On the first day, bro, Navy vet.
Dude was like, get the hell out.
He was like, I try to work with you, but if you push me over the edge, just know you're going to lose. I was like, okay, that's all I needed to hear, bro. I'm not pushing your buttons.
He laid down the law.
And that was the first day of electromagnetism.
Wow.
Bro, what was the class that you sat in the front for that you were complaining about earlier?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Family and diversities class. It's
I'm sorry.
What is it? A breath? It's a breath. I'm taking it because it seems interesting and it's multicultural and the last one that I need to complete everything.
Yeah.
So I'm there. I take a nap here because I am crazy tired this morning because, you know, I've been going to bed at like 5 a.m.
I was
going to
say, side note, Ethan, for the past week and a half, I think there's a solid stretch of like 8 or 9 days where he didn't go to bed before 3:30 maybe.
So you're just taking full advantage of Silly Week.
So,
but this was
no. But then, without any type of like transition or anything, he just goes, "All right, well, I'm getting up at 7 a.m. tomorrow."
Yeah. So this morning was rough, very rough. So I come back here, take a little power nap before my class at like 11:15. Well, I walk into Kirkbride at 11:13. And this is a 100-person lecture hall. It's capped at 100 because of COVID restrictions or whatever. I cannot find a seat for my life, bro. I'm standing there.
Oh, they got like you doing like the 2-seat away, something like that?
Not even, bro. We're packed, but I still cannot find a seat, bro. I'm tweaking. I'm standing there like a dumbass for like a whole minute and a half. Like, damn, where is there a seat? What's like the only seat available that I wouldn't have to like climb over heads? Because I'm not doing that.
I would have climbed over some heads if I didn't want to sit in front.
Nah, directly first row, like right in front of the podium. I'm like, damn, I'm sick. Then she's talking about some, yeah, so we're going to participate a lot in this class. I'm like, if I'm stuck here all semester, I'm going to have to talk and stuff.
That reminds me, because one of my classes, he was basically like, yeah, because of COVID, wherever you're sitting now, you're sitting there for the rest of the semester. Don't move. And I was like, I'm okay with this, but if I were in the front, I would not be okay with this.
Dude, I'm not okay with it. I'm going to have to go there again.
You got to get there earlier.
Dude, she made us do icebreakers too, bro. I thought I was done with that. As a junior, I thought I was done with icebreakers. Nah, here I am turning to my partner, asking them about what their major is, where they're from. If they were to wear a t-shirt describing them, what would it say? The person I was talking to said, shirt would say, I don't know. I was like, I felt that.
Yeah, icebreakers can be mad dumb because like we did some of them once we all moved into the dorms and everything, because all the kids in CR moved in all the same day. It's just like 8 to 4 o'clock. They had literally everyone in. But we had to do these icebreakers for our floor, and it's just like, yeah, you're all going to stand in a line in the hallway and then double up the line. And then you just got to talk to your partner across the hall. And then after a minute, just find a new partner. And it's like everyone was just yelling in the hallway because you couldn't hear each other. Anyway, yeah.
That's that tornado warning?
Tornado warning, flood warning. So this is just as a side note.
Bro, they keep pushing this back. They
said, as a side note, I didn't tell Jason this yet, but today was my first day in the PT clinic. I'm taking a practicum. And is practicum a verb, a noun? Whatever.
Sounds like a noun.
I'm in the PT clinic earning a credit and getting like volunteer experience, whatever. All of a sudden, the entire clinic's emergency alarms all go off for a tornado warning. And everyone's just like looking around. We're like, well, guess we're just staying here. Nobody go outside.
No, seriously, like it is ridiculous. They've been pushing these alerts back. Like the first one I got said until 5 o'clock. And now it says until 7 p.m. It is currently 6:30.
But we got big tornadoes.
So they're just throwing everything at us.
You guys ever seen a tornado in real life?
I've never actually seen the funnel, but funny story. When I used to live in Illinois,
what ages were you when you lived in Illinois?
Like 2 to 5.
Yeah, I was unaware you even lived in Illinois.
Yeah,
well, I used to live in Illinois.
Yeah, I did not know.
And my mom and grand middle of the country, there's frequent tornadoes.
Yeah. My flat. Illinois is kind of flat.
Flat. My mom.
Sort of like Delaware.
What? Yeah, Delaware is pretty flat. Mm-hmm. My mom and grandmother thought it'd be a good idea to watch the storm brought on by said tornado through our glass sliding door. 3-year-old Adam was not having any of it, and I was hiding behind the couch cushions crying.
Damn.
And my mom and grandma they were just like, Adam, stop. Like, it's so good to watch. Meanwhile, they found out the next day that 2 blocks over, a tornado swept through the town. But
damn.
I've seen a little bit of the funnel, but it hasn't actually come down. So, like, you know.
I've seen none of it.
Half a tornado.
Bro. I live in a valley. There ain't no tornadoes in valleys.
That's the best place to hide if there's a tornado.
Facts.
The more you know.
Shout out to New York.
Would you guys like to hear my story from today?
Yes, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I didn't have classes today, so I just sat around and did nothing.
So
is this the everyday thing? Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is like literally an everyday thing.
So you dead ass do not have.
Are you taking any credits right now?
You got no class on.
I guess you're just living in a dorm just for fun.
No classes on Monday, on Wednesday, or Friday.
What?
So, yeah.
How many classes you got Tuesday, Thursday? 7?
5.
Oh lordy.
Back to back to back to back to back to back.
Oh. Ow. Yep. Check me out.
Yes.
Not doing
9:30 to whenever that last class is, and there are 75-minute classes with a 15-minute break in between. So yeah.
How your brain function?
Well, I don't know. I didn't have the one of the two of the classes.
Oh, so you good
on
for
Tuesday.
Now.
Yeah, he didn't get there yet.
I didn't get there yet.
Sheesh. Tomorrow's tough.
Yeah.
Alright. Go ahead, Adam, with the story for today.
Ethan, when you said that you had to sit in the same seat, or someone said you had to sit in the same seat, it reminded me. So today. Virtual class. Went to Gore. Listened to the lecture, right? Got out.
Like, you went to your place for your virtual class?
Yeah. So the reason I did that is because I then had to, I had 15 minutes to get from Gore. I basically had 15 minutes between the end of my first class and the beginning of my second class, and it was on South Campus.
Okay.
So I was like,
What building?
What?
What building?
On South Campus?
Yeah.
The ice rink.
Is this where the PT clinic thing is?
No. The PT clinic thing is in the PT clinic.
I'm going to pretend I know where that is.
Okay.
Same.
It's across the street.
Okay.
The ice rink has some athletic training classrooms.
Yeah, I was about to say, what sort of class is in an ice rink?
So I was like, all right, but while I'm still figuring out my schedule, let me maximize my opportunity to get down to South Campus. So I was like, let me go to Gore. Took my class, got out like 10 minutes early. I was like, perfect. I got 20 some minutes to get to South Campus. Me being a junior who has been lucky to be on campus and I've used the buses. Like I have, right? I'm thankful. I've been here.
Transportation experience.
I've used the buses. I was like, okay, this is no big deal. I walked across the street. I didn't make the rookie mistake of going the wrong direction. I went to the correct bus stop, saw the bus pull up. Mad heads get off the bus, and I get on the bus. Also, I got chirped for going in the back door. If you're ever getting on the bus, go in the front door.
Who chirped you? Just some random head on the bus? The bus driver.
The bus driver.
You getting chirped by public transportation
I got chirped by the bus driver. Also, I was the only one on the bus, which should have been red flag number one.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting on the bus, take a seat. Bus driver just chirped me. I was like, I apologize. I'll do better next time. We're then driving towards South Campus. Next thing I know, we make a right. And I'm like, well, damn.
We go in somewhere else now.
So then, being the only one on the bus, I stand up and walk to the front. And I'm like, this is the West Loop? He goes, yeah, why? I was like, well, that's unfortunate. He goes, why is that unfortunate? I go, got on the wrong bus. He goes, let me guess, you wanted the College Ave? I was like, yep. So then he starts laughing. And
so he chirped you. Now he's making fun of you. Yeah.
And I go, the best part is that I'm not a new student to campus. Like, I've done this before. I just got on the wrong bus. He goes, yeah, well, I sure hope you were heading home and not to class. I go, well, good thing I have class. So then he tells me that we'll be back to the same bus stop that I just left.
Right. He's got to do the whole loop.
The whole loop. Because this loop, some of them go like all up and down. This one just goes in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Word.
He goes, well, we'll be back to the same spot we just were at 10:08. It's like, perfect. Class starts at 10:10.
Perfect.
Get off the bus. I check my little app that is sort of accurate, not really accurate. There's no buses in sight. So I take off walking. Mm-hmm. Walking to South Campus.
Yeah.
This is probably at least like a 12-minute walk, probably.
I'd say so.
At least.
You should be bringing your bike from now on.
Yeah. So, and at this point, I was like, I really could run, but
you'd get jerked.
But
so
I got
much.
The backpack on. I'm already going to be late. Like, let me just speed walk and just not whatever.
Yeah.
So I take off walking, take off walking. 10:10 comes around. Class starts. It's like 10:15. I'm still walking. Call up Dylan. Shout out D-Taps. Came and scooped me and dropped me off.
Yo.
So how late were you?
So I get to the building. And I was like, all right, it's around back. Because I had to text. She didn't give us any instructions on where to go. I had to text some girl who I know who's taking a different section. I was like, where is this classroom? Thankfully, she helped me out. I go to the back of the ice rink. Dylan drives away. Door is locked. So I was like, okay.
So you just stand in there in the rain.
So then I walked into another part of the building. I was like, hey, you know where classroom 210 is? She goes, yeah, it's through that door, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, the door that's locked. Lovely. I go back to the door. Knock on the door. Thankfully, there was some girl there. She opened the door. It's like, you know where classroom 210 is? She goes, yeah, walk down the hall, make a right, go up the stairs. But I was like, thank you. So shout out to her as well. Also, shout out to my friend who helped me out. There's a lot of shout outs going on this episode.
Shout out everyone.
Just shout out everyone for helping me today.
Shout
out then I finally arrived to class, and it is fully an athletic training room. There's chairs, and our tables are training tables.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
there were no chairs left, so you had to sit on the training table, right?
What did you say?
There were no chairs left, so you had to sit on the training table?
So at this point, I walk in, and the door is in the back of the room, so everyone like turns and looks at me. There's a seat like all the way at the front. This is what reminded me. Third table. Some girl is lounging. She's got like her feet up on the chair.
Damn,
you just ruined her whole day.
And I was like, hey, can I sit here? She didn't say anything, just puts her feet on the ground. It's like, appreciate it.
Damn, she already does not mess with
so
you.
So I was like, all right, you know what? It's day one. Whatever. Little did I know, this is the last class I should have been late to because we'd already, but little did I know, because once we left, I was talking to she's now like my partner because we have to do like a group project or something.
Oh, damn. Is she your partner and she hates you?
Bro, I don't know.
She was thinking she was going to go solo dolo the whole semester.
I have no idea. But then I found out we had a guest speaker come in.
Oh.
You already missed the notes.
She went over, our instructor went over the capstone group project.
Damn.
Oh, I was like, bro, for showing up 15 minutes late to my class. So that's how my day went.
So you dropping out?
No, I need the class.
Oh,
okay, I need to take it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So yeah, we're gonna have to do some stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna need to play catch up. I heard they do course capture though. I doubt they have it available in the athletic training room.
Yeah, no, it's slow. Also, I just got a text from my mom that said there was a large tornado near where I live, and there are active rescues from structures that are collapsing.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
my mom's been texting
what?
Me this whole time, telling me, hey, like, there's a tornado warning. And I'm just like, yeah, I can't do anything about the tornado. If it happens, it happens.
True.
Yeah, I can't bend air.
What
Avatar
if?
Avatar Aang over here.
That'd be tough.
All right, so if you've gotten this far on the episode, we want to take this time to thank you for your dedication. Also, please send us suggestions on what we should talk about.
Yeah, we kind of want to have a little open forum here for a quick sec. And we know you can't respond immediately, but like, we want to know what the listeners would like. We kind of want to do some returning segments.
What do you, as a valued listener of the To-Do List Pod...
Dude, I wish we had video for this.
...want to hear from us? Let us know.
Yeah. We have a couple of episodes in the works, and by a couple,
I
mean at least one.
I got some ideas. We got a guest list kind of set up a little bit. We got like some people who wanted to come on last season that we couldn't get on this past season, so like we're probably gonna reach out to them. But we want to know like what's some stuff you wanted like see returning.
Yeah.
Facts.
We're also trying to get some segments. You got any segments for us? Think segments like random dancing from iCarly.
Bring back Tweak of the Week.
We're not doing
that's
that.
My,
or like,
yeah, Tweak of the Week has to return.
Tweak of the Week.
I like that. We need to bring
that any Dude Perfect listeners out there, they got mad segments.
Do they actually have a podcast?
No, but they have what's called Overtime, and they do crazy stuff. I just watched one. Shout out to Dude Perfect. Maybe we can get a collab with Dude Perfect.
Yeah, let's hit them. I'll hit them up.
But they had a carving battle with chainsaws.